When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my little weekly catch-up with you legends and share a little bit behind the scenes about the 1% Good Club. A little special reminder this week, if you are on the Gold Coast, I have a fun event that I'm throwing. Myself, Drinker Rapper, and Lululemon are combining. We're putting on a mindful morning to finish off Brain Month. So this Saturday, the 25th of March at 6:30 until 7:30 a.m., I'm going to be hosting a mindful morning. We're going to do 15 minutes of gratitude, 30 minutes of yoga, followed by 15 minutes of meditation. Everyone's going to get a free wrapper. It's a free event. Come on down. It's going to be really fun. There's going to be a Lululemon yoga instructor going to take us through a nice little bit of movement. And yeah, good way to start your Saturday. Also, if you do want to check out Drinker Rapper, the brain drink, they do support this podcast massively. Head over to their website, drinkerrapper.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN for a huge 25% off all their products. They're bloody legends. They support us massively, and I'm a huge believer in their products. So go try it out. Good for short-term brain performance and also long-term brain health, developed by neuroscientists, so you know it works. All right, this week, I also have to give out a couple cases of a rapper for those who have been tagging Good Humans Pod at Cooper Chapman and at Drinker Rapper on their Instagram stories. So this week, we've got two winners. The first winner is Harrison Foot. I'll be in contact, Harrison. And the second winner is Aaron Kemp. So good on you guys. Thank you for sharing. Make sure if you want to win some a rapper, you tag both at Good Humans Pod, at Cooper Chapman, and at Drinker Rapper on an Instagram story. Share your favorite episode, and I'll be picking two people both next week and the following week to give, yeah, a couple free cases of a rapper out to. All right, my favorite gratitudes for the week. So the 1% Good Club, for those who don't know, is an Instagram accountability group giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Every single week, I'm blown away by the thousands and thousands of gratitudes written in, and I'm going to read out three of my favorite. If you want to join, it's completely free. Just send at the Good Human Factory a direct message and join in. So I've got three today because I'm about to give you a fun little extra part of this episode. So number one, we have Nikki. Today, I'm grateful for realizing I'm raising resilient kids. Number two, everyone ate their dinner without complaining. And number three, some downtime. Oh, that's so nice to hear, Nikki. Resilience, one of the most important traits. And I feel like that's kind of getting slipped to the wayside, especially with the way the world's going. Everyone's kind of making sure their kids are okay and babying them a little bit. And I think it's fine, but I also think it's so important that we do start to encourage kids to develop resilience from a young age. Realize that things aren't always going to go your way. We're going to have to get through tough times, and that's okay. So good on you, Nikki. Next, we have group number one. We have Will. Yesterday's gratitudes. Number one, opening up to my colleagues about my health and having a kind and supportive response in return. Number two, awesome gym session in the evening and having dinner cooked beforehand so I have it ready post-gym. And number three, friends reaching out about recent travels I went on. Oh, Will, good on you, man. So nice to have the courage to open up to people. It's so important. I listened to a podcast actually today with Simon Sinek with Stephen Bartlett on The Diary of a CEO, and he was talking about loneliness and how important it is to have the skills to be able to share with our friends when we're struggling and give them a call. And yeah, his whole thing is you should never cry alone. So good on you, Will. That's a great one. And the last one for today is from Kane in group number eight. I'm grateful for a fun surf this morning. My friend who won VIP tickets to Wine Machine has gifted me a ticket for the Savo. I appreciate spending time with him as we don't get to hang as much with work clashes. And number three, lovely weather. It makes me so happy to get a bit of sun to do my washing and get that chore achieved. Oh, Kane, good on you, man. A little surf in the morning. And then I love the last one. Getting chores done makes you feel so good. I had a day like that yesterday. Like if I'm having a day where I feel like I'm going to be really lazy and relaxed and switch off, I try and at least get my washing done or clean my room or clean my car or just tick off one little thing that's going to make me feel like I've achieved something for the day. So good on you, Kane. I bloody love that. All right, today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I have a fun little bonus excerpt from an episode, or well, not even an episode, from a quick chat that I had with Chris Soul and Rochelle Fox, both previous guests on Good Humans Podcast. Great friends of mine. They've just landed in Australia. We are running a retreat together in July, and we thought, why not spend a few minutes, or about 15 minutes the chat goes for, talking about why we wanted to throw this event, who this retreat is for, what you're going to do if you come on the retreat, and yeah, just explain why we think it's really important. So let's jump straight into the chat, and yeah, that's today's episode.
Welcome to Good Humans Podcast again, Chris Soul, Rochelle Fox, two of my favorite humans in the world. How you guys going?
Yeah. So happy to be back with you.
Yeah, always.
It's an absolute pleasure. We're here at Alex Hayes' house. He's a bit too tired to jump in and have a chat today. So we're going to have a bit of a catch up. We don't get to see each other very often. So to be in person is something very special. But yeah, how you guys been?
We've been really good. We're back in Oz, which is really nice. We've been in Bali. Just so nice to be home, man. So nice to be with this crew. We just like saw Alex speak yesterday. You speak the day before. It's been so sick. We've been just like here supporting our friends.
Chris?
Mate, I can't even explain how nice it is to be back in the motherland. You know, they always say it's all about like coming back to a place and seeing it again with as if you're seeing it for the first time. I really feel like that at the moment, just because we've been in, you know, we've been in Indonesia and all around the world for about 6 or 7 years now without being fully based back here. And yeah, we're just currently contemplating moving back home and just kind of got the 7 year itch, you know. So yeah, it's been really, really nice and grounding just to see good people and good be humans. In a beautiful place.
It's been great.
Beautiful time of the year as well.
Yeah. My God.
Oh, it's been special. Like the last couple of days, the Humankind event, just being around incredible people has been so awesome. And then learning from smart people and just being open-minded to different things, like, has been some of the best days of my life. But something that is going to be all about that as well is a retreat we're throwing later in the year.
Yes. I'm so pumped for this.
Yeah. So let's, I guess let's talk a little bit about the why, because Chris and I had sort of been talking about, we got to do a retreat one day. And then we're like, I mean, what is it that most people go on a holiday for? And it's to relax and recharge. But we're like, let's do something that's a retreat, with a holiday, but also you learn and surrounded by people. So yeah, what's your take on what we're going to be up to?
Well, I kind of thought about like, what's the kind of retreat that I would personally want to attend, right? And from the experience of us having hosted 25 retreats with very thought out programs and a full journey, when I asked myself, what's the kind of retreat that I would want to take? I love my freedom and I love socializing and I love to be in control of my own experience. And so I guess we really just thought about like, what's the real reason why most people go on a holiday? Because they want to escape from the noise, from the stress, from the overstimulation, and they want to allow their mind and their body to kind of reset, right? And so we thought up a concept where you have all of the modalities and tools available to do that: meditation, breath work, yoga, working out, surfing. But then you make sure you're inviting lots of people who are on like a similar vibration. So you have this socializing element, but it's not really like a full-on crazy program or something like some school excursion. It's more like you provide a space, you provide all the tools, you bring the people together, and then it's just like a magic week to have deep chats, to just relax, to participate in what you want, and to just be by yourself and relax and do whatever you want whenever you do as well. So it's kind of like a bit of a loose retreat that we've called the Good Reset. The Good Reset retreat, haven't we?
Yeah, holiday that makes you better.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is how it should be. It's funny. Like, yeah, you said, we feel like, like the general holiday for people is like, well, let's say most people get like their 2 weeks of holiday a year. You save up your money. You're kind of ready to spend a couple grand, 4 to 5 grand on your holiday once a year. You go away and you end up just like getting drunk each afternoon into the night, having your time off, waking up hungover, doing it again. Come home from your holiday feeling way worse than you left. Mm-hmm. You've got your bank account that's not looking great. And you feel like, once again, sure, you've seen somewhere cool and experienced it, but you're not actually, yeah, reset and recharge.
I think there's also a difference between, you know, just letting things kind of settle a little bit. Like, okay, you may, maybe you haven't thought about the work that much and you've been doing different things than usual. So you're going to the beach or something and you're lying by the pool. So like, there is definitely a certain type of settling that happens, which is why holidays are so, you know, are so popular. But then there's just a whole nother level if you actually, you know, also do meditation and breath work and exercise, and you do all those healthy habits along as well as having that time off work. And that's just like, that's a proper reset, not just a, you know, like a weekend basically where things settle a little bit. So I think it's going to be really, really special. Like I'm the kind of person when I go on a holiday, I relish in having just like even one good conversation with a total stranger. You know, you might be at the buffet or the pool bar or something and you get talking to someone and it turns out they're actually a really cool person and they're doing cool things and they're also really open-minded and you're like, wow, I just had the greatest conversation with this one person, you know, on the plane or something like that. And then what if you could have an entire week with like 20 plus people like that? You know, you could make some incredible friendships and just walk away feeling like, you know, like your faith. Yeah, like your faith in humanity is restored, you know, like, wow, there's so many great people out there. And because we're offering breath work, meditation, all these things, you know that the people who are coming, they're all on a similar journey of like, oh, I want to explore how I can be better, how I can be happier, how I can be healthier. You know, they're not just there to turn off by getting wasted by the pool and do crossword puzzles.
Yeah. I feel like that's the thing. Like we've run like mindful retreats. We've run like over 25 retreats. And the thing about our retreats is people come as strangers and they leave as friends for life. Mm-hmm. And when you get people together, like this community, being a good human, everyone that listens to this, they're all on this like path of self-improvement, getting better, you know, doing that, you know, 1% better every single day. Like everyone is looking to push the limits and just see how they can improve themselves. And then when you get people in a retreat experience that are like, okay, wow, we have not just a day, we have a whole entire week here together to experiment, to get curious, to have fun, to push the limits, to challenge ourselves, to have out of the box conversations. That's my favorite thing about retreats, because you literally create this community, this hub, and it's not just a week. You end up knowing these people for the rest of your life. And I love that about retreats. Like we literally have people that have moved in together, that have started businesses together, that are now like traveling together, that are going to other retreats together. Like that element of just like not knowing who you're going to meet and then being surprised and being around inspiring people and everyone being there with that freedom, with that purpose, with that curiosity. That's like electric.
And having enough time to really break the barriers down. Cause you know, like most people take a couple days to just kind of warm up to each other. I always say like people meet strangers by day two, they're like besties, and by the end of the week it's like their family.
Yeah, so
like
fun.
Like everyone starts crying when they have to go. They're like, oh my, like reality sets in, they're like, oh my god, I can't believe I have to leave. But I think what's really special about this retreat as well, because it's primarily, you know, offered to your community, who are all these kinds of people as well, who are into this stuff, who want to better themselves. The great thing is, you know, a majority of them are from Australia, which means you meet all of these people in Bali, but then like you're coming back to a country where you're not going to be too far away from each other. Mm. It's not like you made this best friend and then one lives in Bolivia and you live in New Zealand or something.
Yeah.
But there's a high chance that a few of them are probably going to be from each of the major cities.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
And I think as well, the fact that everyone's going to come home with these, not only new friendships, but also a better understanding, hopefully, of themselves, but also a few modalities that you guys are obviously experts in. I mean, I wouldn't call myself an expert in gratitude, but a few of the things that I'm going to teach, I think are going to be just send people in a path that is probably a little bit maybe more positive than they enter. And I know the meditation you guys teach, which is how I've learned how to meditate, is so special and something that I do so much, like every single day. So what sort of things can the attendees expect from a meditation point of view? Like each day we do a meditation and a bit of learning and course sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't been to one of your guys' retreats. I was meant to go to Cyprus last year and life got in the way, but this is going to be first retreat, even though I'm running it. So I'm excited too.
Yeah. So we're going to teach the Mindspo meditation method. And one thing about Mindspo and our retreats and what we do is we're really about taking tools and making them practical.
Yeah.
So we're all about that practical application, that knowledge. So it's, you know, not super woo-woo and out there. It's all practical. It's all systemized. So you can go there and be like, okay, I've learned this tool, and you can go home and apply them. You know, Sol and I always say, I can teach you the most amazing thing in the world, but if you don't don't implement it, if you don't show up for it, then it's fucking useless. Yeah. So we are so much about like creating that habit, creating that lifestyle change. So when it comes to meditation, like if you are someone that right now is over-identified with that head noise, that voice inside your head, that voice that's telling you you're not good enough, you can't, you're not this enough, that enough, you know, that voice that is holding you back, meditation is really going to allow you to find that stillness within and allow yourself to understand that you are not the voice inside your head. Yeah. Like that's just a voice. It's not actually you. And you do not have to believe everything you think. Mm. And when you go on a retreat like this and you meditate every single day, twice a day, in the morning and the afternoon with a whole bunch of other people, and you get into that rhythm and that routine and you get away from all of those things that are stressing you out and you come into yourself and you start a relationship with yourself, that is so powerful. We're definitely going to do, I'm going to teach some stuff on compassion and how we can really like realign. Like I do a lot of self-love retreats. That's one of the things that we do at Mindspo. And something that I've really learned is with people, it's like you need to get them to understand, like, you know, what is self-love? It's not this like exterior thing to do with, you know, your self-esteem, like getting people to understand like how you can actually love yourself internally. So we're going to be going into a bit of that so we can, you know, improve people's self-esteem, because
I think we'll probably also go a little bit into manifestation, to be honest, just because it's going to be a bit of a free flow experience, this retreat, where
we're going to be actively involved.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Like, and we want to talk about the stuff that we're most passionate about. Like that's definitely reality bending and creating the life of your dreams is definitely something I'm thinking about all day long, pretty much. So I think from a meditation standpoint, we will teach them our Mindspo meditation method, which should be the foundation practice meditation that you continue on. The magic really comes in doing the same method over and over and training your mind. Even when it doesn't want to do it, you do it anyway. And that's how you really develop that self-discipline, that mind control. Mm. But then I think later in the day, because we do have so many other guided meditations for different purposes, I think we'll probably do two meditations per day, where the first one is going to be the foundation, calm your mind, reset your nervous system, Medi. And then later in the afternoon when we meditate again, we'll do a different one each day where we can kind of explore different guided medis. What's really amazing about this venue as well, all the rooms basically look out onto the pool and have a balcony with like seats. So when we first started running our retreats at this venue in Canggu, we were doing the meditations in the auditorium and in the yoga area. But I realized the seating was so much better in these like perfect little chairs outside of all the rooms. So we ended up moving all of the meditation sessions to everyone's rooms around the pool. So basically you're sitting around this little community where there's this big, amazing pool in the middle. It's like kind of, it's a very special pool. It has little like islands on it and stuff. And then everyone's looking out at it. So it's kind of like this little tribe where everybody sits just looking at the pool and meditating. And when you open your eyes, my God, at one point we had a sun shower happen while everyone was meditating. It's and then vibey. You opened your eyes. It's really special.
Yeah. And we also have like the venue that we're doing this at has a fully kitted out gym. So we'll be able to be like healthy in the week and going out there doing some group workouts. We've got an ice bath, sauna.
It's like a cinema and stuff.
It's
such a good venue.
It's going to be so good. We're right in the heart of Canggu. And I think that's so beautiful. It's literally an oasis. So we have this like quiet, calm venue that we can all come back and chill to. But then literally 2 minutes walk away, you are at the hottest cafes in Canggu. Mm. You can go on the beach, go for a surf, check it out. It's such a nice spot.
And that's the thing. It's not like there is some structure to each day, but there's also probably 50% of each day is free time where you can go swimming. You can go for an explore on yourself. And then there's just all these things that you can chime in or out of. You might have a day that you want to go and explore with your friends somewhere and like, we'll see you that night. Like that's kind of, I think, what 100%. Is good about this retreat. It's like, but I think everyone will probably do everything because it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But then like one day we're going to go surfing at somewhere around Canggu and do like a bit of a learn to surf for if anyone hasn't surfed before, which I'm sure will probably be majority. So I'll get involved and do a bit of a learn to surf for one of the days. We'll go rent a bunch of boards and make it a bit of fun. Yeah. And then if there's anyone who can surf, we might do a day out to Uluwatu and do a bit more of an advanced surf. And for everyone who doesn't surf, we'll get a nice little pool place somewhere and have a bit of an explore and
definitely
vibey day, I think. So,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Basic.
Me too. So I guess the last little segment I wanted to chat about is there's going to be about 24 of us, 26 of us, all sort of split up into different rooms, connecting as people. How's that all worked out over the last couple of years with you guys running retreats? Like everyone's always happy in their rooms. Everyone's stoked connecting.
Insane. Yeah. Like I think the craziest thing that I always find about retreats is that people come. They don't know each other, like I said, and they leave like soul firm for life. Yeah. And I always feel like the universe puts people in the rooms, like somehow we end up assigning rooms. And by the end of the week, we always have someone come up to us and go, oh my God, like, how did you know to put me with this person? And I just think that that community element, that connection is so incredible. And we have never had an issue on retreats. Like never. It's literally, it's all application based. Everyone that comes is on a vibe. Everyone that comes is ready. They're curious. They're open. You know, they're from a community like this that are ready to, like, you know, go deep dive into themselves. Yeah. And that's what we love, because it's all about bringing people together and having that in-person community. I think that's something that we all crave so much. Like, we can listen to podcasts like this. We can, you know, be an online community and chats. And that's amazing. But honestly, the magic happens as a human when you get humans together. Yeah. Like, magical things happen when you get people with a similar mindset together and you get them there for a week. Like, it's insane. Like, the progression, the growth, the breakthroughs, and also just like the growth within yourself to move beyond the limits that you've been putting because you've been at home with the same people in that same mindset. Mm. The minute that you get out of that kind of group that you've been with and then break the mold.
For sure. It's an exit comfort zone situation, but you think it's going to be really uncomfortable until you actually just realize you're suddenly with a big group of amazing people and you're all just having fun together, experimenting with these different modalities, each which makes you feel euphoric and calm and happy. And yeah, it's just going to be the best thing. But yeah, room wise, we have, I think, room for about 28 people maximum, but obviously we're going to be taking some of the spots. Half of the rooms have single beds, the other half have shared beds, and we kind of just do it by a first in, first booked situation. Yeah. You can even book a private room as well, but all the information is on our website. If you go to mindspurretreats.com, you'll see a button for the Good Reset.
I'll leave it in the show notes. So there's like an application process, like you said, Rosh, that way we can match people up if they do book the room, which is a shared room with people who are obviously similar age, gender, and make it a nice, peaceful environment.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's open to anyone. Not anyone, I feel bad, because there was a girl who's in a wheelchair and unfortunately it's not wheelchair accessible.
Yeah, but I know.
We will do something in the future where we can make it more accessible for everyone. Yeah. But for everyone else, put your application in. We'll go through it. There's plenty coming in, so make sure you get in quick. And
100%.
Yeah, what are we? July 11th till
18th. July 11th till 17th or 18th. Yeah. It's 6 nights, 7 days.
Yeah.
And it's Monday to Sunday, I believe. I don't know whether that one we changed it. Usually it's Monday to Sunday.
It's always Monday to Sunday. It always
I think this retreat always also is Monday to Sunday. Yeah.
I think just to anyone listening, like, this is literally, we are three mates all running a retreat together, chilling out. Like, for us, this is also going to be a good reset. Yes. We are so excited just to be together, you know, have deep conversations, just hang out for a week, do the things that we love with people that also love doing it, and so excited just to be around a bunch of really, really good humans and have a fucking good week.
High vibe crew.
Yeah. I think I think a lot of people listen to this podcast and are quite not fascinated, but curious with the mindset and the views I have on the world. And then make sure you go back and listen to both Chris and Rochelle's. I'll leave in the show notes a link to their episodes on Good Humans to understand who they are as people, where Mindspo came from. Both of your guys' backstory is amazing to how you got to where you are today. And I take so much inspiration from both you guys. I call you guys some of my best friends. So for us to be there together, we'll have a few of our other friends there. I think like Alex Hayes and a couple of the Good Human Ambassadors are going to try come. So it's going to be an opportunity to come and be part of our little family, which I think is a beautiful thing.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%. Definitely. We cannot wait.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, it's all going to be in the show notes. Thanks for jumping on for a quick chat, talking about the Good Reset. I'm so excited. There's going to be plenty. Actually, one other thing. Oh, I might not mention it about Carol's little jewelry. We'll leave a few surprises for the retreat because there's going to be some fun stuff as well. So make sure you put your application in. It's coming up in a couple of months. And thanks for jumping on, guys.
Can't wait, man.
You.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.